We're here on KSOM on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we get ready for tonight's matchup between Tri-Center and OABCIG. And joining us now is the head coach for the Trojans, Steve Peterson. And coach, how are you feeling about your football team coming into tonight's matchup against the Falcons?
Yeah, we had a really good week of preparation so far. Obviously, we know what's at hand with a ranked team from Class 2A, but I think we prepared what we can do to hopefully come out with a victory.
Well, it's one of the bigger games, I think, this week because you're ranked as well, two ranked opponents in different classes. Last week, you get the victory over St. Albert, 49-21. Maybe a little sluggish early on, but you pulled away from the Falcons in the third quarter. What did you feel like was the difference for your team to separate yourself from St. Albert?
Yeah, we just needed to calm them down. You could tell that first half we had some jitters. Kids were just kind of being over-pursuing, just being too aggressive. You know, it's one thing we preach on defense is do your job, and they definitely weren't doing that quite so well in the first half. But the second half, they obviously honed in, and you could tell the difference in the game on those guys doing what needed to be done.
Last we talked, you were indecisive about who's going to be at running back, but clearly Aiden Goldab separated himself, 207 yards on the ground with three touchdowns. I guess, you know, what do you like about him, and what was, I mean, that was his breakout game pretty much.
Yes, it was. He opened his eyes to all of us. Aiden's obviously an athlete, so we knew he had the potential. We just didn't know how well he was going to be able to perform. But let me tell you, he blew the coaching staff out of the water on how well he ran the ball. Got to give credit to the guys up front. They definitely opened some holes to allow him to have that many yards. But, man, he was breaking tackles and doing what needed to be done to fight for those extra yards. And that's what we wanted to see out of that running back position, because obviously filling a hole from Carter last year, I think Aiden's going to be the guy.
Yeah. What do you think, you know, just propelled him to have a game like that? I mean, you mentioned that the offensive line obviously gave him some holes, but, you know, what has separated – himself and allowed him to have that breakout game?
Yeah, I think he's a confidence guy. We like to call him gamers on our team. We have a couple of those guys that if you give them the ball and they get confident, watch out, because they can take it to the next level. And I think Aiden's one of them guys that if you feed him the rock, he's going to be able to do some special things. And it was definitely his night to get that done. So I'm happy it happened. And yeah, hopefully be able to give him the rock a few more times throughout the season, and we can have another game like that.
How about defensively? What stood out the most there?
Yeah, we just got to tackle a little bit better. We didn't get enough turnovers. I mean, it's the thing we pursued, tackle, pursuit, turnovers. So I wish we would have gotten a couple more of those. But otherwise, overall, defensively, you know, we honed in on that second half, and I think it showed. Matt Hoke always does a great job getting those kids ready to go and putting them in the right spot, and they definitely performed.
So OABCIG, when you look at this football team, another Falcon for the second week in a row, you know, what stands out the most with them?
Yeah, obviously Jensen at quarterback. That kid's absolutely unbelievable. He can run the ball, and he has a pretty good arm to throw the ball. And then obviously they have a really good receiving core with obviously DeJean and a couple other kids out there that could catch the ball. So we got to make sure that we hone in on this quarterback. He can be a dual threat. So we got to make sure that we can stop him on the run and hopefully make him one dimensional. Because if we don't, we're going to have troubles. And because if the run game isn't stopped, they're going to turn it on to Spots, and Spots is also going to be able to run the ball. So overall, offensively, they're a very, very well coached team. And they do things very, very well offensively. So hopefully we can slow them down a little bit and just stay in the game.
What do you see from their defensive standpoint and how they might try to contain your passing game?
Yeah, they run a 3-4 defensively. So that's obviously something we haven't seen very much of. So we're preparing for that. They can bring some pressure, obviously, out of the 3-4. So we've been working on some stunts and everything during practice to hopefully protect AJ a little bit more so he can get rid of the ball. To obviously our good receivers. So it's going to be a challenge. Just, you know, all the different looks that they could throw out of us out of that 3-4, we got to be ready to go to be able to protect and then hopefully be able to run the ball. If we can't run the ball, we won't be successful.
Yeah, well, I think Coach Allen said that he blitzed last week more than any time else. So how much pressure does that put on your offensive line? You got to give AJ time to throw.
Yeah, for sure. But obviously, St. Albert brought some pressure in the second half last week, and you can see what happens when they bring pressure, because we obviously have a great receiving core. So if you want to bring the pressure, we'll go into the quick game and be able to get the ball out quick, so the pressure has nothing to do with it. So, yeah, there's definitely ways around pressure, but our offensive line has been working that stunt game here this week to prepare for all those different things they can bring at us. And I think they're ready to go. Senior guys up front know the game of football very well, so they've been practicing very well to pass along the twists and blitzing linebackers. So I think we're going to be okay.
And just overall, the challenge of playing this team, a good team, a team they're in the Radio Iowa poll, they're ranked number two in their class, and you got to go on the road. What does that challenge mean to you?
Yeah, it's a good test for us. Obviously, we wanted to see what we had last week with the first game of the year, because you never know with the first game of the year. Now we kind of see what we have, and now we're going to go on the road and really be tested to see how we can perform, especially with our district. I mean, we have all four teams ranked in our district out of the six. So this is just another notch in the belt that we got to take care of to be able to perform. Like I said earlier, week in and week out, if you don't bring your A game, you're going to be in trouble, especially in this district and this class. So it's going to be a great test for us to kind of see kind of where we're climbing up the totem pole as far as preparing to play our best ball. And I think this is a good step for us and a good competition.
Should be an entertaining football game. Looking forward to it, Coach. Really appreciate your time here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show. Best of luck tonight. Thanks so much.
No, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Steve Peterson, head coach for Tri-Center Football, joined us here on KSOM. We'll talk to Coach Larry Allen of OABCIG next here on KSOM.